You're listening to SBS News.
The COVID-19 crisis is deepening in New South Wales, with Premier Gladys Berejiklian highlighting the sense of urgency to get vaccinated. The state reported more than 200 new locally acquired cases, and a man aged in his 90s from Sydney died at Liverpool Hospital on Sunday.
We are all in this together, and if we reduce the cases and we reduce the virus circulating in particular communities, it means all of us can have a greater sense of opportunity for freedom moving forward, because reducing case numbers, reducing the number of people infectious in the community helps all of us.
An outbreak has also developed at an aged care facility in Summer Hill, affecting patients and staff. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says positive cases have been removed from the centre.
I urge anyone in aged care to take up vaccination. You will have other additional opportunities, as I understand the Commonwealth is going back into those facilities and is also working with general practitioners to offer vaccines to those who may have missed out. So please accept the vaccine. It is critical.
The Premier says vaccine rates and coronavirus case numbers will both determine any future decisions about the lockdown ending in Greater Sydney. Defence personnel have begun their work to support police efforts against the spread of coronavirus and checking compliance with health orders. New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller explains the troops' role as they patrol the streets in the city's west and southwest.
They will be helping with some sense of ensuring people are complying with the health orders. But that could be as simple as making a phone call to a household. It could be dropping care packages off to houses. It could be helping contact tracers. There are a myriad of roles and responsibilities that Defence said they will assist us.
The coronavirus situation in Queensland is also worsening, with the state recording 13 new locally acquired cases on Monday. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles announced the short-term lockdown in 11 southeast local government areas will be extended until Sunday.
And we desperately hope that that will be sufficient for our contact tracers to get into home quarantine absolutely anyone who could have been exposed to the Delta strain.
The stay-at-home orders cover Ipswich, Scenic Rim, Lockyer Valley, Logan City, Brisbane, Moreton Bay, Redlands, Sunshine Coast, Noosa, Somerset and Gold Coast. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says surgical masks from the national stockpile are being sent to Queensland to support the state. Parts of Queensland are also being declared Commonwealth hotspots, with authorities hoping the longer lockdown will make a difference.
So the world is learning about the Delta variant, and that's why we've taken a more aggressive approach now through National Cabinet on early lockdowns. That is one of the learnings which we've had, not just from Australia but from abroad.
Deputy Chief Medical Officer Professor Michael Kidd says the Queensland situation is concerning, with younger people becoming unwell. He says children as young as 12 who are vulnerable, Indigenous or immunocompromised will soon have priority access to the Pfizer vaccine.
There is an increasing risk of outbreaks in places other than Greater Sydney, and therefore the benefits and the risks may change in other parts of the country as well. But people considering vaccination should be informed of the changes in benefits and risks and be asked to provide appropriate informed consent.
In South Australia, some rules are set to be eased, but the Premier, Stephen Marshall, is warning residents who are in Queensland to return. He says tougher restrictions could be introduced in the coming days, such as seeking an exemption to return to South Australia. Family gatherings are still limited to 10, while weddings and funerals can have 50 guests, and mask requirements remain in place.
So that's making sure that we are wearing them in all high-risk settings, personal care, public transport, and also in indoor public spaces.
Victoria recorded 2 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases, both in quarantine throughout their infectious period. Health Minister Martin Foley says he wants to ensure movement across the border with New South Wales is minimised.
We really do need to take steps in that border bubble area that keep us all safe. So we do need to limit particularly non-essential movement across the border where it is both practical and possible to do so. That's the public health advice that the Chief Health Officer and his team have provided government. And we are acting on that advice.
The border bubble is being tightened from Tuesday night, so travellers without a permit can only head to Victoria for 6 reasons. These include to access necessary services, care and compassion, paid or voluntary work, education, for COVID-19 vaccines or exercise. And Defence Minister Peter Dutton, who already had COVID-19 last year, is isolating at home in Queensland. He'll spend 2 weeks at home with his family because his son's school is affected by the state's health orders. But opposition leader Anthony Albanese will be allowed to attend Parliament under tight restrictions despite visiting Queensland. For other travellers, the federal government is extending its aviation support in response to the COVID-19 health emergency, with half-price flights lasting until the end of November. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.